Hi, this is Michael Lozan, and welcome to Manager Tools. In June of 2012, Mark and I had a chance to sit down and talk with Mark Granger, Managing Director at Credit Suisse. We discussed Mark's experience with Manager Tools, both as an individual manager and executive, as well as his broader managerial development role at Credit Suisse. We thoroughly enjoyed the conversation, and we think you will as well. Enjoy.
So, Mark, take a minute. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, thanks, guys, for this opportunity. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm Mark
Granger. You're the only third person that's ever, the third voice ever, not us.
In very esteemed company. I really appreciate that. So I'm Mark Granger. I'm based here in New York City. I work for Credit Suisse. I'm a managing director in the human resources function, and I support the investment banking department of Credit Suisse globally. I've been there for 4 years now, and I've been a listener of Manager Tools probably for about the same amount of time, 4 years.
So. Start telling us about your experience as an individual manager. You hearing our tools.
Sure.
Which ones did you use? Which worked? Which did you like?
Yeah.
What got you interested? What happened when you implemented them?
Yeah, I really don't know how I found manager tools. I'm sure it was a Google search for manager training, and I was
starting. We're so good at marketing.
Right, yes, indeed. Yeah. I started to listen to your podcast as I ran, and I run a lot. Uh-huh. So, you know, I would go for a run for an hour or so, listen to a couple of podcasts, and over time just
start. So exciting, you ran a lot faster.
Well, it helps the time go pretty quickly, which was great. And over time, I started thinking, you know, this is kind of interesting. And it went from being interesting ideas to, hey, I should be doing some of this stuff. I should be trying some of this stuff. And so, you know, I started with, you know, I already ran one-on-ones every week. And what I think Manager Tools gave me was actually, here's how you can structure your one-on-one.
Right.
And you know, I was giving feedback. What I found is I was probably getting into arguments with my direct reports. They were getting defensive. And over time, I started to understand that that was because I wasn't being specific enough. And there were sometimes when I actually didn't need to win the argument and I could issue the shot across the bow, as you talked about earlier. So, you know, over time, I just found myself using more and more of your content. And in my role as someone who's focused on helping bankers get better, I started to use some of your content in my conversations with the people that I worked with before. And so that kind of led to, you know, one thing led to another. We became heavy users of DISC.
Right.
And we got very focused on behaviors and the kind of micro communications and all the effective behaviors that you guys talk about. We then, I think, made contact with you probably 2 years ago now, at least, probably more than that. We had you come and kind of do some sessions with us in multiple groups across our investment banking division. And then we ended up licensing your content. Right. And now we have Credit Suisse employees who are trained up in your content, teaching our employees in 1 hour management sessions. And it's great, and it's working well, and it's got huge momentum.
Yeah. So people, I think people have this idea, wrong in many cases, about what the investment banking environment is like.
Sure.
And I think people go like, well, I'm sure that didn't go over very well. So how are folks responsiveness to this?
Yeah, I think investment bankers specifically are not hired to be because they're great managers. They're really not. They're great bankers, or at least we hope they're great bankers. Yeah. As they get more senior, they need to direct the work of more and more people, and they need to build relationships and get things done through and with other people. So our bankers understand that intuitively. What they struggle with is, so they want to do this kind of management stuff, but they don't. They need to know what to do because no one's ever told them what to do, and they don't want it to take too much time and get in the way of the core revenue generating activity they do. And so what we find with manager tools is we check both boxes. We tell them exactly what to do and how to give feedback, and we give them ways to do this that doesn't take a lot of time that they can get done very quickly. And they're very responsive. They're by nature skeptical, so we'll get a lot of challenging questions, and you know, we'll have the back and forth, and at the end of the session we say, okay, so are you going to use this stuff or are you not? And people will put their hand up and say, yeah, we're going to do this.
So the fact that it's not like a typical book on management that you find in the bookstore where it's all theory and fluff and you get through it and you go like, what do I do? Well, what I do is I focus on going back and being a better banker because it doesn't tell me what to do around management. This is different, right? It's the actionable nature of it that makes it useful. That's
absolutely right. And we have them practice and they struggle with it just like everyone else does when they start, and then they get better. And then, you know, the most satisfying part of my job, frankly, is when a banker emails me and says, You know, as you joke about, Mark, you'll never guess what happened. I gave someone feedback and it worked. I'm like, yeah, well, that's what we expected.
I want to share something. We had breakfast a little while ago before we recorded this cast, and you shared what you were doing, which I had known, but you reminded me of it, which is because you licensed the material, you guys are able to present internally.
Yep.
Share with the audience what you guys do. You have an hour-long session about feedback, and tell them the structure that you guys have come up with. It's different than the way we do it, but I really like this structure. In an hour, you put them through sort of, I think, three or four phases.
And it's interesting, and folks, if you're a manager, just think about this. Put yourself in Mark's shoes in terms of how you could use this with your folks.
You don't have to be in HR doing it for the entire organization.
Right.
You could do this with your people. If you're a director, you could do it with your managers, for instance.
So feedback is a good example, and we ran a one-hour session yesterday, myself as the HR guy with a senior business person in front of 50 Credit Suisse employees. And the way the hour runs is we basically tell them what the model is, the feedback, the four-step feedback.
Walk them through the model.
Walk them through the model. Then we show them. We literally give feedback, and we give positive and negative feedback very quickly. I think I did six pieces of feedback in 60 seconds. Then we have...
The 60 seconds thing stuns them. I remember telling a group of bankers, it's been 3 years ago I was there, and I said to them, I'm not going to try to make you a great manager. I don't want to. I know what you want to be is a great banker, but you do need to know how to do some basic managerial stuff. And when they see that feedback thing done in 10 seconds, they assume it's going to be a debate. They assume it's going to be sit down in my office, have a 15-minute discussion about some minor thing that happened, and everybody blows it off. They say, oh, I'm not
going to have a 15-minute conversation.
I don't have
time for that.
And then they see the 10-second thing. So I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Absolutely. Go ahead. No, so we tell them, then we show them, then they get a chance to practice, and we have scenarios that we've built that are specific to their real-life examples that these guys basically shared with us as we design the content, and we have them stand up and practice in groups of three, and we go around and give them help and support. And then the final piece is they actually plan, and we literally have a piece of paper that says, who are you going to give feedback tomorrow, positive feedback, and then what are you going to say? Can I give you some feedback? When you do this, this happens, thanks, keep it up. And we literally have them write it out. And then we say, if you've got time, and if we have time, if we've got 5 minutes, then do a negative.
Right.
This is the coolest part, because
we don't do this.
It's come up in conferences where we've talked about it, right, where people are afraid of giving feedback. And it's not part of what we normally teach, but we have had discussions about folks just sit down and script it out. If you're afraid to give feedback, just script it out. And the fact that you've kind of institutionalized that in your training is really, really cool, I think.
The most important objective for us is that our managers actually go and do what we're telling them to do. Right? That's key. Are they going to actually practice what we teach? And we figure from a design perspective, if they're actually, the more planning they do, the more preparation in the session they do to actually prepare themselves, so they literally have a script, they can go home with it, they can practice it, the next day they can do it. And that's how we try and transfer what they learn in the classroom to on the job.
And if they do it once, they're more likely to do it more in the future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been saying for years, I've been coming to Wall Street for years, and I've said it over and over again. We know we're not going to get a banker to go, oh, yeah, suddenly I want to become a great manager.
Right.
But almost all of them, and particularly as you become director and so on, and you have people that you're responsible for, they know they have to be a pretty good manager in order to achieve.
Yes.
In order to be a great banker, you can't do it all yourself.
Yes, exactly.
We find that true in so many industries where people want to be in product sales, or they want to be a great marketer. But they also begin to learn, I can't achieve what I need to achieve unless I can marshal the forces of other people. And that's why we make our stuff so actionable. So
Absolutely.
It's just thrilling to hear you. And I love the fact that you're doing it a little bit differently than we do, because you know your audience even better than we do.
Yep.
You're tailoring it to what you know they would want. That's exciting. That's exciting.
No, we're thrilled. And the program continues to get traction. We now have some of our most senior executives co-teaching it with the folks in HR. So, you know, we think we've got a lot to do here and a lot of potential still.
Good.
It's awesome.
Thank you for joining us. We asked you to come over, and we had breakfast and visited, and you had to listen to us do the cast. So it means a lot that we have folks of your caliber that trust our stuff. We talked at breakfast about what the total audience is for our work, and we're thrilled that people like you and Credit Suisse trust us with helping you make your folks better.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to hear the cast and to talk with you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. we'll see you next week. Have a great one. So long.